The rift between the two men was widened as well by other Union officers who were jealous of Sharp's access to Hooker. They trashed the intelligence chief behind his back in whispered conversations with Patrick. The provost marshal began scribbling more gripes about his deputy in his diary. He disapproved of Sharp having his wife visit the headquarters camp, as other officers occasionally did. He considered it unseemly that Sharp collected political gossip during trips to Washington on intelligence business, although Patrick did not mind his sharing with him the latest he picked up on feuding among top generals. Sharp, Patrick concluded, was too fun-loving and very irregular in all his ways. Of course, the characteristics Patrick found objectionable in Sharp, his refusal to be chained to routine or regimen, his willingness to bend rules, and even his sense of play, were the very traits that made Sharp an excellent spymaster. On April 8th, Lincoln sailed down the Potomac to the wharf at Aquia Creek Landing, where he boarded a bunting-draped rail car to take him to the headquarters of the commander, about whom he still harbored doubts. With bands playing, Hooker staged an impressive review, and Lincoln could clearly see from the long straight lines he inspected and the soldiers he chatted with that morale had improved. But he had learned from bitter experience that a well-drilled army was not necessarily a fighting army, and Hooker's boasts about what he would do after he took Richmond worried Lincoln. "May God have mercy on General Lee, for I will have none," the Potomac Army's latest commander had earlier bragged. The parting advice Lincoln conveyed, "In your next fight, put in all your men." McClellan had not done that. Patrick was repulsed by the show staged for Lincoln. Hooker had to order him to attend a reception headquarters officers hosted for the president. Patrick also fretted over security for Lincoln's visit. A Confederate observer outside the camp perimeter might spot the presidential entourage, he feared, and drop a shell amongst us.